What are your convictions? What feels true to you about money, abundance, wealth, and success? A very common conflict that comes up in my workshops with people who come to attract more success and abundance is the belief and the conviction that life has to be a struggle. It is one of the strongest beliefs I've ever seen in other people. Life just has to be a struggle. So the minute things get easy, people start to complicate it. They start sabotaging, they make it too complicated, they make it complex, just so they're in congruence and in alignment with this belief that life has to be a struggle. Now, one thing that is critical to know about beliefs is that beliefs always win, because beliefs are in the subconscious mind. And that's why talking about abundance and just talking on a conscious level about goal setting doesn't work in the long term. Sometimes it doesn't even work in the short term. So it's absolutely critical to release this conviction and belief that life has to be a struggle, because if it has to be a struggle and that's your belief in your subconscious programming, you will move heaven and earth to make that come true. And if that means you lose all your money or you sabotage business deals or, you know, whatever happens, you will do that so that you feel right. That's why we want to clear these programs out of your cells, out of your memory, out of your energy, so that you can be in alignment with attracting unbelievable, outrageous success and abundance. So see if that feels true to you. Life has to be a struggle. Measure that on the 0 to 10 point scale. Does that feel true to you? Life has to be a struggle. See if you can put a number on it, 0 to 10. And we're going to do our tapping sequences to clear that so that life can become more joyful, feel easier, your expectations can be of success and abundance, and then you can attract into your life what you want. Karate chop point. Even though I learned that life has to be a struggle, I accept who I am no matter what. Even though I learned that life has to be a struggle, and that conviction is trapped in my subconscious mind, I choose to let it go free now. Even though I learned that life has to be a struggle, I accept who I am anyway. Eyebrow, this old energetic program that life has to be a struggle. Side of the eye, but doesn't it? Under the eye, I thought it was true. Under the nose, doesn't life have to be a struggle? Chin, doesn't life have to be a struggle? Collarbone, that's what my cellular memories are telling me. Collarbone, I almost can hear them right now. Under the arm, I'm convinced that life has to be a struggle. Top of the head, and that's what my old energetic programming is telling me. Eyebrow, these subconscious blocks to attracting abundance. Side of the eye, life has to be a struggle. Under the eye, that's one of the programs that I keep running. Under the nose, life has to be a struggle. Chin, no it doesn't. Collarbone, I can change that programming. Under the arm, I feel better already. Top of the head, I feel more gratitude even right now. Good, take a breath. And say it again, life has to be a struggle. Hopefully your number or charge on that has gone down and been reduced. We really want to take that out of your programming so that you can feel life could be a breeze and simple and fun. The more fun you have and the more relaxed you are, the more you raise your vibration lower your resistance, and that's when the universe hears you and sees you. Remember, the universe hears your vibration, not your words. It's of critical importance. Go back to the eyebrow. I used to think life had to be a struggle. Side of the eye, but not anymore. Under the eye, I used to have old programming that life had to be a struggle. Under the nose, it feels so good to change my subconscious programming. Chin, it feels so relaxing to release those cellular memories. Collarbone, it feels so good to let go of that belief. Under the arm, it's just a belief. Top of the head, and I'm letting it go as of today. Eyebrow, I love letting it go. Side of the eye, I feel so much better. Under the eye, it was a belief I used to have. Under the nose, it was subconscious programming. Chin, I had many cellular memories about life being a struggle. Collarbone, and I'm letting them go even as I tap. Under the arm, I feel so good about it. Top of the head, I feel so much better already. Good, take a deep breath. And say again, life has to be a struggle, and hopefully again the number has been reduced significantly. Remember, we want alignment and congruence with you with attracting success and abundance of all kinds into your life. But if you have the expectation that life needs to be a struggle, you will have to match up with that, and then law of attraction will see that, hear that, and give more struggle to you.